Folks, thanks very much for attending. I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting. Everybody can hear me, hopefully. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile phone devices or recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of the committee items, the in-committee items. Members of the public press must refrain from using an instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligation under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on the item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before you speak. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM features so that we are aware of this active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Folks, I would like to welcome everybody, and obviously my first chair on AHC. I would like to, on chairperson's remarks, if Council can put a letter of congratulations for an Amy Broadhurst. She is a boxer in ABC St. Brunas in Ross Trevor, and she won the World Light Welterweight Champion in May in Istanbul. Okay. Have we any declarations of interest? Sorry, apologies, first of all. Okay. Okay. And now on to declarations of interest.
Chair, can I declare an interest in item 16, please?
Item 16, okay. Okay, we're on to agree to start times for AHC committee meetings. And on that, they are for 6 p.m. Are all councillors happy with that time to continue? Sorry, go ahead.
Just
Councillor McCabe, sorry. Glasses on. Up. Okay. There we go. So that was Councillor Murray and Councillor McKevitt. Thank you. And times to continue to stick as they are on the schedule, 6 p.m. Action arising from Active Healthy Committee and Communities Committee meetings held on 16th May. I'll go through the pages if anybody wants to ask questions after. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13. And we have a comment from Councillor McKevitt.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Just a congratulations on your role and best wishes for the next 12 months. It's a lovely committee to be Chairperson of. You have a great team around you that no doubt will guide you the way I did, that they've guided me in the last 12 months. So No, Chairperson, just wondering if I could have an update on where we are with Warren Point Community Centre. Thank you.
So who wants to take that? Zing?
Yes, Chair. Council have agreed a timeline, budget and process for taking Warren Point Community Centre project to the planning stage. So that's where we're at. We've appointed a consultant team and officers meet with that team twice a month to look at moving the project forward. There'll be updates on all capital projects going through the DEAs in over the next while. So members will be able to get a fuller update and also be able to have a discussion around some of the projects that are in their DEA. Is that Chair?
Okay, thank you, Janine. Is that okay, Karen?
100%. Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on now to... I'll get that right yet. Could I have a proposer and seconder, please, for the action sheet? Thanks. Seconder?
Second.
Okay. Now we go to the Caroline first on the update of the service level agreement. Caroline, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good evening to all councillors and officers, both in the chamber and online. So if you just bear with me, I'm just going to share a presentation. Could somebody just nod to say that they can see that in full screen? Yep. Is that okay, Chair? Great. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I have been asked to give a very quick presentation this evening just on the outputs of last year's service level agreement with the council and more specifically with your own committee. So, last year, we had six items to deliver under our service level agreement. First of all, three new community trails. Secondly, improvement works at a further two community trails. Two community trails to shovel ready status. Feasibility studies completed for a further four community trails. Monitoring of all of the community trails that are in place within the council area to date, and finally to look at the development of a pump track in Hilltown. So just before I start to report back, I'm sure you're all at this stage well aware that most of our service level agreement revolves around community trails, which is really providing doorstep opportunities for people to green space. So we delivered our first trails back in 2014 in Tupperware and Crossgar and at Bunkers Hill in Castleellan. And then after those two trails were delivered on the ground, we undertook a community trail planning process and we put in place a community trail plan for the whole of the council area. And that is still today the only community trail plan in the whole of Northern Ireland at council level. So you're still quite unique with regards to that. In 2019, then we delivered another two community trails at Ballinahinch Rugby Club and out at Zoll at the GAC. And then since then, we've delivered another six on the ground. And you can see them listed there, Drumcaira, Tevenadara, Seaford, Corriewood, Daisy Hill and Ockram Hill. So more specifically, last year, we had a target of delivering another three on the ground. So we have completed that, with trails being delivered at Glasswater Wood, which is just outside Crossgar, in Glendesha Forest, which is close to Fork Hill, and in Windmill Hill and Lock Park in the middle of Ballinahinch. So you can see there the trails that we have delivered, and in some of those community trails, there's additional car parks. The total investment last year in community trails was $716,000, and under each of those three, you can see where we brought in the funding from. So two of them were funded by TRIPSI, which is a DERA-funded programme at 85% with partnership funding from the council at 15%. and the other one was funded by NIEA under their challenge fund at 67%, with 33% coming from the council. So these next three photographs are just the three community trails as built. So this one is in Ballinahinch in Windmill Hill and Lock Park. The second one is of the new community trail in Glendesha Forest in South Armagh. And the third one is part of the trail system in Glasswater Wood outside Crossgar. So in total now across the council area, there are 13 community trails in place. And under our service level agreement with the council, we are constantly trying to deliver more of those trails within that community trail plan. So last year, we also had to do improvement works at two of the existing community trails. And essentially, that was to enhance or to extend the car parks at those, Tevnadara Forest and Drumcaira Forest. So at Tevnadara, the new car park extension is now complete. And in Drumcaira, unfortunately, the costs came way above budget, and so we didn't proceed with that. So since then, we reapplied for additional funding from TRIPSI, and I'm pleased to say that last week we just got, well, the council just received the letter of offer. So there's £223,000 going back into Drumcaira this year. So that's 80% of the total costs. So the next photograph is just Tevnadara, the extended car park. And then we had to do two trails right up to shovel ready status. And the two that we were working on was Jackson's Folly and Jackson's Folly, the Glendesha link. So again, these two trails link into the trail that we delivered this year down in Glendesha. And what we are essentially creating in that area of the council is going to be a wonderful network of community trails leading around Fork Hill up the Glendesha Forest, along Fork Hill Riverside, up to the Mass Rock, up to Jackson's Folly. So the only other area that I can think of comparable to that within the council area is sort of that area between Castlewellan and Tullymore Forest Park, where you have that network of little trails. So that is really going to be a brilliant asset for the local population within that area. We also carried out four feasibility studies, one at Bright GAC, one at Taconic GAC. One started at Tipperary Wood, but we've been constrained there in completing that because we now need to do a flood risk assessment. But all the other work is complete on that, and we're still working on one around Inchabbey. And then finally, we, of all the trails that were in to date, four times a year, we monitor those. We go and download the counters on those. And I'm pleased to say that across the community trails to date in the whole of the area last year, so from April 20 to the end of March 2022, sorry, that should have been April 21 to the end of March 22, there were 208,000 visits made to those community trails across the district council area. And two of those, Ockram and Daisy Hill, the counts were only for 6 months. So actually next year, we would hope to see more people using those. And then finally, the pump track in Hilltown, which I don't have a slide of. The reason I don't is once we started to work on that pump track in Hilltown, we actually found that it wasn't the best suitable location for that. So we're now doing some work this year to see if we can find another suitable location within that DEA for a pump track. So work is progressing on that. So, Chair, that is essentially it. A very quick run through of our service level agreement, and I'm more than happy to take any questions, and I'll stop on sharing my screen now.
Thank you very much, Caroline. I must admit, there are two in around my area, and they are constantly used, and they are a great asset to the community. Thank you very much. I want to go to Councillor Lewis. You have a comment?
Thank you, Chair. It was just to say a huge congratulations there to staff and the teams that we've been working with to deliver these projects, that they really are an asset across the district and particularly in Slieve Croob. And when you see the huge amounts of funding that has been invested into these areas, and some of them were always used as sort of on unofficial sort of walking trails, but now to see that we've actually put the money in, we've spent time, and we've got that additional car parking space, it really is fantastic work, and it's the feedback to use that I'm hearing from people who would use them on a regular basis, and to say that thank you for the work that has been done there. And it was just really to get an update as well, as when we can see that additional car parking space being available at Drumcara as well, and the one up at the name escapes me, the one at Seaford, the Tatine, you know, one that I'm talking about, because those two sites in particular, that there has been some sort of parking sort of problems there, and with cars sort of overflowing out of the car park, and any additional parking there would be welcome. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks very much, Councillor Lewis. Caroline, do you want to add to Councillor Lewis there, sir?
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor Lewis, and for your kind words. Teeth na Dara Car Park should be now open. They were just taking down the fencing, I believe, last week, so it should be open. Drumcara, the timeline in that, with the letter of offer just being received by the council last week, it has to be signed, sent back to DERA, and then essentially we're just ready to go out and procure the contractors. It's not a very big project, so I would hope to think that project, but by the time it gets through procurement, that car park will be in the ground by sort of late summer, early autumn. Thank you.
Yep, that's great. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Casey, apologies. I keep forgetting I have to look up as well.
Oh, no, you're okay, Chair. Thank you very much for that. Just like the previous spokesperson, I would like to congratulate you on the work that's being done. Some of the sites are unfamiliar to me, to be quite honest, they're in the other part of the district, and just happen to see Tipperary Wood, and saying to myself, it goes a long way to Tipperary. But on a more serious note, Daisy Hill Wood, you see the figures running for a 6-month period. I'd be keen to know just how widely they are used. I know there are issues, and we're getting from people who live close to Daisy Hill Woods, a lot of vandalism, and it's a shame to see them. The trails only recently established been vandalised. There is continuous vandalisation, and I know the police are quite active on it. Do you have any figures to hand, just how widely Daisy Hill Wood would be used? I know it's only for 6 months, you said.
Councillor Casey, I'm just going to see if I can quickly open an email, because we do have figures. Just bear with me.
All right.
Let's see. So Daisy Hill for 6 months. So the reason we only have 6 months, because the counter only went in 6 months. For the 6 months that the counter has been in Daisy Hill, there's been 8,435 visits to that site.
Well, that's very encouraging, I have to say.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Councillor Sharvin, question? Again, I apologise. I keep...
No problem, Chair. Trust me, I know what it's like. Again, thanks for your presentation, Caroline. A wee update on the pump track in Hilltown. Why was it not the right location for it? And like, what's the reasons for it? If you can enlighten me.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Charvin. So, hand on heart, I don't know specifically the detail of the project, but I do know that it just, when our staff went out and considered the site, it just wasn't deemed appropriate. I think there was also quite a lot of angst maybe from the local community. It was very close to houses. I think it was possibly not in the middle of a housing development, but very close to houses. And I think the local community weren't that happy about it being so close to their houses. I can find out more on that, and apologies that I don't know the detail, and I'm happy to come back to you on that.
Yeah, thanks, Carly. It's Councillor O'Hare here now, by the way.
I'm sorry, apologies.
Sorry.
It's hard to keep up.
Just another wee member happy here, Carly. There was a survey done. You were saying the survey, the monkey survey, was the residents of that area weren't happy with it.
Yes, so there was consultation done, that's right, through a Survey Monkey online, and whenever the consultation came back and the results were analysed, it was felt and it was deemed it was not the most appropriate site.
Okay, thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Councillor. Thank you, Caroline. Now I will come to Mr. Garth Sharvin.
Yeah, I didn't want to get the blame for Hilltown there, so I'm glad Councillor O'Hare corrected it. So that's good. I remember the Saul one going in, I got 3 years ago, and it's the only one in the Downpatrick DEA at the moment. Although we're working on the Bright, the Connaught and Inchavy. At the last AHC meeting, Michael Lipset set a challenge of saying if you have planning approval by September, you might get it delivered in this financial year. So realistically, I've been working with Sarah and Philip in the background on this. Realistically, where are we at with Bright and the Connaught in one, getting agreement with the clubs, and then two, getting the designs into a plan application stage to get it submitted?
So our staff are currently working on taking those to what we call shovel ready status, so getting them submitted to planning. To be honest, the difficulties are never really around the clubs, because the clubs very much want those community trails, but planning does take a long time. So, to be honest, we're now saying that all community trails, once they go into planning, realistically, it can take up to 9 to 10 months for that planning to come through. So we decided this year, under our service level agreement, not to try and do planning and delivery in 1 year, because it was just impossible, and it was putting both the council staff and our own staff under so much pressure. So we hope to get Bright and Connaught in the planning as soon as possible, and we are actively working on that with a view to planning permission being through by the end of next March, and then we can apply for funding to deliver those the following year.
Okay, and just one additional question. I know Arnie were asked to complete the beach access survey, and that was part of last year into this year, or was it completed last year? I'm not Felicia, I'm looking at Michael here in the chamber. It's in this year. So, yeah. But I believe it started already. Do we have a number of the beaches that have been assessed, and what is there a key theme across them of addressing the access issues that there is on our beaches?
So again, yes, that work has started, and in fact, all the beaches across the council I know have been completed. Their site assessments have been completed. We have two officers working on that project, and they are putting together a report and maps and criteria, and looking at all the variety of factors that make those beaches are accessible or not accessible. I'm more than happy to come back and report AHC committee at a later date, but that work is progressing well as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Caroline. Councillor McCavitt.
Thanks very much, Caroline, for your presentation and some great work as always going on there. I'm just going to highlight maybe the pump track again and the non-delivery of that in the Hilltown area. But you did indicate that the Survey Monkey and the residents weren't happy there. After the exhausting of trying to deliver it around Hilltown, I think it should be considered. You did say about being delivered within the DEA, and just to highlight maybe that we do have our world-class mountain bike trails in that DEA down in Arkelbrony Park, and it might be highlighted in the future for our DEA meetings that this pump track be delivered somewhere in the Crotlieve area. It might complement our mountain bike trails in Arkelbrony Park, it might not, but I don't want to take away from the delivery that around Hilltown. I would like to see a site investigated there first. So can I ask that all this information be passed on to all Crotlieve councillors, and that it would be asked our officers then to have this put on to our next DEA meeting for all councillors in Crotlieve for up for discussion on this. And also the budget for the delivery of that, is that safe and secure, or I know we're at early stages of it, but I just wanted to know if there was anything in the pot sidelined for the delivery of the pump track.
Paul, I bring you in there. If sorry for just getting on to just as you come in.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, Councillor McKeever, I can probably answer that. The budget for, I suppose, the scoping work and planning permission and those sort of things has been secured. Like with all community trails or community, you know, or any SLA projects, it's about securing funding for that. And Orney will continue to look at securing that external funding. And so that's where we see it being secured going forward. But we need to go through that process of planning and all those sorts of things first.
Thank you, Paul. Councillor McKevitt, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. So just I want it to be able to be put on to our next DEA meeting of the Crotlieve Council, so it's open for discussion. And also that, you know, not taken away from Hilltown at all, but if there's nowhere suitable for Hilltown, that maybe our Kilbrony Park and beside our mountain bike trail, maybe there's an opportunity there for a pump track to be delivered. But it has to stay in Crotlieve.
Okay, Councillor Tinley.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. Same issue, Chairperson. I want to give my support to Councillor O'Hare in this regard. He has this is a project he's been very passionate about over the past couple of years, and was very keen to see it delivered. So I'm sure he's very disappointed, Carolyn, to hear this news tonight. So I suppose worst case scenario, I would agree with Councillor McKevitt that it be kept in the DEA, the pump track. However, I would implore you to exhaust all avenues in relation to Hilltown to find an alternative site, because as local councillors, these issues are matters of great importance to those local communities. And I know that this is something Councillor O'Hare was very passionate about, and I would like to see it delivered there in Hilltown. So thanks for your efforts on that, Carolyn. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Tinley. Okay, any other questions? No? Okay. Caroline, thank you very much for that report. Much appreciated and well done. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I now leave the meeting.
All the best now. Okay. Item six, tiered insurance levels for Councillor Ayres. Michael, be yourself.
Yep, thank you, Chair. The committee will recall that you've looked at this on a number of occasions over the years. And we looked at insurance requirements for groups using our community centres and other community associations using community centres across the district. Again, we're looking at it for a corporate approach right across the entire council, because there similar groups use other facilities as well, not just the community facilities. So you will see that our SHEP unit, which is our health and safety unit, emergency planning unit, have recommended that we look, after consultation with our legal advisors and our insurers, that we have a tiered approach to this going forward. So effectively, there's four tiers set out in low risk, medium risk, high risk, and very high risk, and that's attached for members' information. So I'm happy to take any questions on that. I know that, especially those considered to be high risk, it is very expensive. And even for those at low and medium risk, it's still very expensive. And we have had these discussions before, but happy to open it for questions, Chair.
Thank you, Michael. Any questions? Councillor Sharvin?
Yeah, Chair, as Michael said himself there, you know, I'm aware of a local club as well that's being asked by the Education Authority to provide a minimum insurance of 10 million. You know, like, that's a significant cost. Although, like, bouncy castles and inflatables seem not as risky as a workshop, although the workshop, say, is dressmaking and art classes, but a workshop could also be metal work, because it doesn't specify that within the high or the hazardous section, you know, so we're not drilling it down. Is the tiers that we've came up with here what our insurers have recommended we tier each of these items under? Or is there an opportunity that, you know, maybe the bouncy castle inflatables isn't 10 million and it is a bit of a lesser amount? I'm just thinking that is something that we're potentially going to have quite regularly across our council facilities because of birthday parties. So you go ask someone that's going to come and hire a hall, you need 10 million of insurance to hire our hall and have a bouncy castle in it. Like, they would just go, no. I'll hire a bouncy castle and put in a field. It'll be cheap for them. You know, it's a bit of common sense here. Is there any way of us sort of rejigging some of these areas where it's not foreseen as maybe as dangerous as some others? I do see motorized sports maybe as a wee bit more of a high risk, but like, come on, asking 10 million insurance, a bit crazy.
Chair, sure, if you're happy, I'll try and answer that. Look, the situation is our ABL, who's the council insurance broker, has said that, I suppose in direct answer to your question, no, they haven't said that each of these individuals should be in each category. They have identified what they consider to be riskier, and we have looked at that along with them. But at the in the final analysis, it is a council decision. The council needs to decide how much risk it's prepared to take on board to allow these events to happen in its centres and all its facilities. So in principle, you could decide to make everything low risk or very low risk, but that would carry quite a bit of risk for the council then in terms of if something goes wrong. So there is ability to move some of these things around. There is ability for the council to say, no, we don't believe that's high risk. We believe it could be in the low risk or the medium risk category, and, you know, we will take the necessary risk that's associated on the council by reducing the risk on the community group, which is effectively what you'd be doing. Again, the issue with that is just how much risk do you want to take on board? This is, from an officer perspective, what we think is an acceptable risk. But at the end of the day, you're the councillors, and it is a council decision. Now, it will have to go to SPNR because it will be a corporate matter. I just felt, because this committee has discussed it on so many occasions previously, that it was only fair for you to see it. This is probably the committee that will be most impacted by this decision. So I felt it was right that you've seen it first.
And Chair, just to come back on that, an example, you know, the most likelihood of a bouncy castle or trampoline is that a child, unfortunately, might break a part of their body. But equally, we're saying that someone playing football or Gaelic on a pitch, like, you know, there's a match out in Loughlin Island a couple of months ago and the fella broke his leg. You know, so you can break the same limbs in a sport than what you can on a bouncy castle, but we're seeing the sport as low, but we're seeing a child on a bouncy castle is really high and we need 10 million. So look, I'm happy. I'm just raising it as we're asking this off parents that are going to have a birthday party. And I see summer schemes as medium, but sure, most summer schemes have a bouncy castle, you know, as well sometimes. So are you going to say, well, you're having a bouncy castle, but it's a summer scheme, so we need 15 million from you, not add the 5 and 10 together. I'm just saying it's a big ask.
Sure, I think Paul wants to come in, but if I just say something on that first. an organised soccer or Gaelic match, you know, does have referees. It has rules. It is also covered by the insurance of joint inspections done by the referee prior to the match, along with the council. We inspect those pitches and sign off on their safety. It's not as risky. I know that you're saying the same limbs can be broken and it happens regularly in sport. It does. But there is less risk to the council. I think that's why you see the difference there. But I know Paul wants to come in also on that. So.
Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
Yeah, I suppose just to reiterate, I suppose in my experience within leisure and bouncy castles, unfortunately, accidents do happen quite often on bouncy castles. It's an inherent risk of a bouncy castle, just like trampolines and those sorts of things. And so whilst we'd want to have it probably lower, when they're managing the risk, that's probably why the insurers have come up like that from those sorts of trends. Like you do tend to get a lot of broken arms and broken what's not when you are running bouncy castles, no matter what sort of mitigating factors you have in place. So.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Does that answer a question? Go ahead, Tushar. Okay, Councillor Tinley.
Just a comment, Chairman. I remember seeing articles a while back where quite a few companies were actually folding due to increased insurance costs. So looking at those activities, particularly the ones that come under the 10 million proposal and indeed the hazardous proposal, there's quite a lot of those activities, if not them all, are actually on offer within the district at the minute. So is this based on previous years and council experience, is this level of cover been increased for the majority of those events, or is it pretty much on a par with where they are at the minute? And I suppose the other one then that just jumped out at me was fireworks comes in under both the £10 million ones and the hazardous one. So which would it be? What would the expectation be? Thank you.
I'll maybe come in on that. Councillor Tony, I know only because I was probably one of the ones that sort of requested this review. Was one of the challenges that we were having, particularly during the COVID period, is that the council's policy on insurance levels was 10 million, end of story. And there's a number of activities that we felt that didn't warrant a 10 million threshold. And so based on that, we're actually in a better position if we do introduce this particular tiered system, because we have the 2 million, we have the 5 million, which is a lot more reasonable. Whereas at present, as we talk, I'm asking everyone, whether it's a meeting room or a fireworks activity, for 10 million, because that's the current council position.
Thanks for that, Paul. That's actually probably what I was hoping you would say. Thank you. Thanks, Chairman.
Okay, looking for a proposer and seconder.
I propose, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor. I'm happy enough to second it. Okay, moving on. Item 7, Active Healthy Communities Business Plan. Michael, leave it yourself.
Okay, thank you, Chair. It's that time of year again. So you have two documents attached. One is a review of the 2021-22 business plan, and then the business plan for this current year, 22-23. So they're both attached. You'll see in the assessment of the business plan to date, which is basically the thing that informs what the business plan should look like for the coming year, along with committee decisions that have been taken in that year. We have done quite well in spite of COVID and other restrictions that we had during that period. The fact that we opened up a little bit also helped us throughout the year. But in most cases, they're either have been completed or are very, very close to being complete. So you've got a lot of green and amber in there, a few ambers, not that many. So that's the review. The business plan, I don't intend to go through it in great detail. It's in front of members. So my team and I are here, happy to answer any questions that you may have in any aspect of that.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Any questions or queries? Councillor Lewis? No, I just realised it's in the P. Okay, proposed by Councillor Lewis. Please, Councillor McAvoy, second. Moving on to item 8, the page 4 update. Anything for yourself?
Yes, Chair, members. The report in front of you details a meeting of the Peace 4 Partnership on the 19th of May. The Partnership have recommended some current amends to the Peace 4 programme. They're detailed within section 2.1 of the report. So we're asking this evening for committee to approve the recommendations of the Peace 4 Partnership. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Janine, just on the multicultural summer schemes that's been mentioned there about running several of them, I didn't see where those several will run. Is there a list of areas that they plan to have those events? Because it'd be good, because I'm hoping that our summer scheme that was launched today is sold out probably already. So if it might be an opportunity for others to attend a summer scheme.
Through the chair, I don't have the list now, but I'll get it and send it through all committee members then. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank
Happy
you.
Happy proposed, Chair.
Okay, seconder.
I'll second it, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Hart. Okay, moving on. The sheets again. District District Electoral Area, DEA Forms Update. Janine?
Yes, Chair, members, your monthly DEA report, Appendix 1 details some of the different interventions, programmes, projects that we're rolling out within the DEAs, the usual suspects around capacity building, health screening, shared schools programmes. So tonight we're looking for approval for 3 DEA action sheets, one from the Mourns, Rowallan and Sleeve Gullion. Happy to take any questions, Chair.
Any questions at all? No. Councillor Sharvin, happy to propose? And I'm happy to second. Moving on to the Community Coordination Hub update for yourself again.
Yes, Chair, members, another monthly report from the Community Coordination Hub. We're asking again for approval for actions agreed as part of the meeting of the 18th of May. Details are included in the appendix. And again, we're looking for support for proposals around social supermarkets, some financial assistance resource, as well as participatory budgeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Proposer and seconder, please. Any questions? Proposed. Any seconder?
Second, Chair.
And Councillor Hart. Okay, item 11, Sustainability and Climate Change Forum. One is yourself.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, this is a regular report. It's just to note the report from Sustainability and Climate Change Forum, which took place on the 19th of May, and then to approve the actions on the action sheet. I'm just happy to take any questions.
Any questions? Okay, a proposer and seconder, please. And Councillor Tindley, proposed. Okay, and seconded. All right. Councillor Hart, sorry, apologies. Okay, am I on the right one now? Yep. Items 12 to 6 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland, 2014. Information relating to financial or business affairs of any particular person, included the council holding information and public, may by resolution be excluded during the item's business. I'm looking for a proposer and seconder. Councillor Tinley? Oh, was that the last one? Okay. Need a seconder?
Second. Yeah, I had a signature.
Oh, okay. Session, sports facility strategy, sports hub review. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, to approve the following: the executive summary and strategic recommendations of the completed sports facility strategy multi-sports hubs review. Two, to support the strategic recommendations of the sports facility strategy multi-sports hubs review as per 4.1 of the officer's report. Item 13, Waterbill, Cullyhanna GFC, Cullyhanna Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAvoy and seconded by Councillor Sharvin to approve the following: to pay a one-off contribution to Cullyhanna GFC towards the Waterbill, to appoint a contractor to carry out the necessary works to separate the water supply between Cullyhanna GFC and Cullyhanna Community Centre. Item 14, Market House refurbishment. It was agreed on proposal of Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Gallagher to approve the following: approve the attached business case for the internal refurbishment of Market House Ballinahinch, Appendix 1 and business case, approval to procure the appoint a contractor to carry out the refurbishment works immediately in advance of full council approval in July. And item 15, I'll just go over here, it was agreed, Councillor McAvoy and seconded by Councillor O'Hare, the proof signing the service level agreement at RMS City, Banbridge Creek, Avon Council in relation to provision of affordable warmth scheme. It was further agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Hart to write to the Minister of the Department of Communities to investigate the possibility, in the absence of a functioning executive, of the additional funding to offset the shortfall in the affordable warmth scheme. For noting, item 16, update report on upgrade works at Barcroft and the Three Ways Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor O'Hare to note the revised estimated costs of completion of upgrade works to Barcroft and Three Ways Community Centres from previously approved business case January 2022. Thank you. Okay, we have items for noting, and the items for noting, if all councillors are happy enough from noting, going through 17, 18, 19, 20 and 21. I propose to go through it. If there are any questions or comments, Councillor Lewis, go ahead. Councillor Lewis? Alan, we can't hear you. Do you have that plugged in or anything there? Councillor Lewis, can you try and mute and unmute just to see if it works? No, we can't hear Councillor Lewis. Try that again, whatever you're doing, something happened. No, we've lost you. Oh, go ahead, Derek. Go ahead.
All right. Yes, that's me now. No, Chair, it was just to comment on the Ukrainian Assistance Centre in Newry and to congratulate the Council on the work that we have done thus far. I wonder, could it be a proposal that the Council write to the Executive Office on the £350 monthly thank you payments that are yet to be delivered. I know that there are a number of constituents in the Slieve Croob area who have actually taken in Ukrainian refugees, and it was just to see if there's anything that the Council can do to write to the Executive Office to inquire about the status of that £350, please.
Okay, Councillor, so you're requesting Council to write to Government regards to where the £350 is for the payment for helping with Ukrainian refugees?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, Councillor Lewis, obviously you're proposing for that, is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I'm happy enough to second that then.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for that.
Not a problem. Councillor Sharvin,
yeah. Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's just in relation to the summer activity programme, and it's great to see such a range, and I'm sure officers would confirm that they're probably most are oversubscribed. But is there a potential that we look at mid-year budgets to see if we could potentially run similar schemes at Halloween and Christmas to sort of open up and bring more activities into our community facilities and leisure facilities? These are all nodding, so that's good. So thank you.
Who wants Paul?
Yeah, just through the chair. I think that's something we're looking at doing anyway. Yeah, is taking this model and rolling it out. It's part of our, I suppose, COVID reopening strategy as well, that we plan to maybe replicating that seasonally during those holiday periods. So subject to budget provision.
Okay. Can I have a proposer and seconder for all of that is for Noden, please? Councillor Sharvin. Councillor McAvoy. Folks, thank you very much. Thanks for your patience with me, and see you all again. Good night.
Well done, Kate.